is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you and your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Arkansas Turfgrass Association. Now, let's get in the zone with episode one.
Hello, and welcome to the Arkansas Turfgrass Association's January Turf Zone podcast. Today, we're talking to Kyle Sanders, ATA president and co-owner and operations manager at Sanders Ground Essentials. Welcome, Kyle.
Thanks, Julie. Thanks for having me.
We're so glad you're here, and we're so glad you're going to share with us a little bit about the association and the exciting new things coming up. But first, can you give us some quick background on your career in turfgrass?
Yeah, I don't have a formal education in turfgrass. Went to college and graduated with a degree that had nothing to do with turfgrass management, but got into the industry about 14 years ago in 2005. And this goes back to my brother, who is the co-owner of the business with me. He started just as a neighborhood lawn guy the summer before his sophomore year, just mowing yards out of the back of a pickup truck. Had 5 or 6 yards the next summer before his senior year in high school. That 6 or 7 had grown to about 20. And by the time he graduated high school, he was mowing all the time. He decided to go to work full time after high school and started to grow our business to, at that time, was just offering mowing services, and saw he had a vision for our company to be a one-stop shop for all your turf needs. So he started employing a landscape designer, and we started working for home builders, going from house to house, doing anything from dirt work, sod work, sprinkler system installation, patios, retaining walls, drainage, what you name it, we'd done it all. Well, during that time, some of our customers would ask, do we treat yards? And he said, no, that's not something we do right now. Well, the business kept going. That was in between 2000 and 2004. The business continued to grow, and he added employees to the point where it just became more than he could manage by himself. So he gave me a call and asked me if I would entertain the idea of moving back home, moving back to Benton, and going into business with him to help run this business. We did. And at that time, I moved back and was over our landscape crew. And so I've been out before with a group of men doing any of the things that I listed before. That continued till about 2008, until the housing market fell out here in across the nation. When that happened, we had to find a way to get more business. That's when we started really focusing on getting commercial maintenance customers, and we decided to go into weed control and fertilization. At that time, didn't know anything about weed control and fertilization. Started taking classes, going to short courses that the University of Arkansas offered, and even started attending the Arkansas Turfgrass Association conference to try to gain knowledge, to try to gain some understanding of what we were doing. With those two things that were offered, and through the School of Hard Knocks, we learned exactly what to do, and more importantly, what not to do when it comes to turfgrass management. And so for the last 12 years, basically what we've been doing is just slowly growing our weed control and fertilization aspect of our business to where it is today. And that's kind of my background. I am a self-taught, self-made person when it comes to the do's and don'ts in turfgrass industry. And like I said, unfortunately, the School of Hard Knocks has taught me a lot more about what not to do. And that's what I'm trying to do here with our new association.
That's awesome. Well, I love that you really learned by literally getting your hands dirty, and that the association was such a big part of the formal training that you do have, which probably I'm going to assume was a little more effective since you had that experience of, like you said, learning the wrong things the hard way.
Oh, absolutely it did. You know, there were times we look back on some of the decisions we made early in our career in the turfgrass and in managing turfgrass, and you know, now the recommendations we thought what we were doing would be good. And looking back on what we know now and the information provided to us by the University of Arkansas, by the speakers brought into the conference, we realized, hey, this is why we were having problems, because we were not, we didn't know, and we're not paying attention to, and like I said, really didn't know any better as to the best management practices.
So knowing that the association was such a big part of you growing and learning your business, I'd love to hear, how did you go from going to those classes and attending short courses to now becoming president of ATA?
Well, what happened is there at the time, we had an extension agent that is now at the University of Purdue, Dr. Aaron Patton, who was an extension agent for the University of Arkansas. And in 2010, we had an abnormally wet, very similar to this year, very wet year in the state of Arkansas. We had more rainfall than normal. And at the time, I believe it was the fifth or sixth wettest fall that we had had. Well, what had happened is we were working for a local high school, and they had a community field. It was a natural grass field that there was approximately almost 8 or 9 inches of rain in a week's period. And they played 6 football games on a field, everything from high school, junior high, junior varsity, eighth grade A, B games, etc. High traffic area. We got a call on, this was the last game of the season. We got a call on Monday morning that, hey, our field looks like a cattle arena. And it literally did. There was hardly any grass left on the field. And it was nothing but mud and dirt. And just, I mean, it was completely torn up. Well, it was November at this time, and it was cold, and the grass was going dormant. But they had to play soccer on this field in the spring. So what we had to do is had to think outside the box, is how are we going to get a field established starting mid-November to be ready to play soccer on in March? So I contacted Dr. Patton, who was our local extension guy through the university, like I said. He gave us some ideas on what to do, and basically we ended up renting a double drum roller, and I spent a day and a half on this field trying to re-level it. And once that was done, we aerated it and spike aerated it a couple of ways and kind of tried to loosen it up as much as we could. We planted ryegrass on the field and just kind of sat back and hoped it would work. Well, it did, and the ryegrass germinated, came up. They were able to play soccer on it that spring, but because of all the damage that was done, there wasn't a lot of Bermuda grass that was able to return. Some did. But we ended up going in and overseeding again in May of that year with a Bermuda grass blend. Once again, planting it in May and June, needing to play on it in August. With Dr. Patton's help and some recommendations from him, we put that out. They were able to, everything grew in, turned out to be a beautiful field. And so as part of that, we had some before and after pictures taken of just what was severe damage and just not a lot of turf in October. And then the following August in the same place, there's nice, beautiful, lush green grass for the high school football team to play on. Well, Dr. Patton knew what we had done. And so as part of the ATA conference, reached out to us and asked if we would be willing to present what we did, because it was an out-of-the-box thing that, you know, a lot of times you don't experience that. So I agreed and put a presentation together and made it as part of our conference during one of the sports track education days. Doing that, was able to meet some of the professors who were in attendance, who sat in, listened to some of the class. And then basically they had an opening on the board, and they asked, they said, hey, you know, we really enjoyed your presentation. Think you might be a good fit for our board. Would you be interested in doing that? And so I agreed and got on the board, and just kind of for the first couple of years, just kind of sat back and watched and just thought, how could we make this amazing organization that's been around for now 30 years, you know, how could we improve it just a little bit? What could we do together to improve the organization? And so as time went on, an opportunity came to run for a board position. And this is something I thought I'd want to do. So told them that I would run. The fellow members of the board elected me. And so here we are 3 years later, actually on, I guess I've been on in a leadership position for, I guess this is the fourth year, 3 years as president, 1 year as vice president. And we keep trying to improve our organization year after year for the members of the organization across the state.
Wow. So you're not only building your career, but also becoming involved in leadership kind of originated with the ATA conference. And we're just coming off of the ATA conference that was held January 10th through 11th in Hot Springs. What are some takeaways from the conference this year for you personally and for the association as a whole?
The members are more engaged. They are coming to classes, even if we have to be recertified every 3 years to the Arkansas State Plant Board. And used to, people might only come every 3 years, every third year, just to keep their certification in line with where it needed to be. And now then, we are seeing people from across the state coming, and they're coming to, you know, to network with each other, to meet with our vendors, to see other turf managers across the state, and also to participate in our education process. And that's one of the things that we wanted to do with our membership is really engage all the turf managers across the state to be part of an organization or association that represents us all. Because if one of us is facing a problem, I'm sure we're not the only one in the state that's having the same issue. So if we can address some of those things and maybe provide some information to our members, we can all be better.
Absolutely. So aside from the conference, which obviously was a great success, what are some of the goals the association is working toward in 2019?
Really expand our membership to all of our members across the state. And we're going to do that with a couple of great things that we're doing. One is the podcast, the Turf Zone, that we are doing right now with you, Julie. And we're really excited about the opportunity to be able to talk directly to our members and to the turf managers across the state. And more importantly, put something in their hand, which is the launch of our Arkansas Turfgrass magazine. We're super excited to have a professional publication that is going to go out that has research-driven content in it. It has timely info, and it's just a way that we can communicate to all of our members across the state with something. We've been using an email, and that's great, you know, and some people take time to read it and some people don't, but when they're going to get this nice full color magazine in their hands, we do believe they would take time at night to sit down and maybe read the articles that are in there and keep abreast of what's going on within the industry in our state.
That's right. So the Turf Zone is the umbrella under which all of that information that you talked about from the magazine, which will have a digital issue, and your podcast will be found. What do you hope members get out of the Turf Zone?
Well, just like the podcast that people are listening to now, there's going to be multiple formats for getting all the information in the magazine. Also, there's going to be a wealth of other resources from turfgrass associations across the country, event calendars, product spotlights, you know, links to this podcast, and also links to the digital version of the magazine. Once again, it's something that if you've got to drive like I do sometimes between our jobs that we have, or if we're going to bid something, we've got a 20 or 30 minute ride into Little Rock or North Little Rock from where we're currently located. This is something someone could pop on in the car and just listen while they drive and maybe pick up some kind of information or nugget that they didn't have before, or figure out a product that they want to try next time they order supplies from their chemical supplier.
Yeah, it's really a very accessible platform. The podcast will be available pretty much anywhere you download your podcast, and the website obviously is easy to find. So we really do hope that your members enjoy these resources, and your education team, Dr. Karcher, is really taking the lead on providing what's relevant to your members in Arkansas for whatever season and whatever challenges that you guys are facing as turfgrass managers. So it's clear that education is a really big priority for you guys. Have you seen some results and fruit from the efforts you guys are putting in the educational arena?
Yes, we have. And one thing that when When I got started in the organization, like I said, 12 years ago, I was wanting to go to these conferences and try to learn more. Well, at that time, there was a lot of information being presented and talked about on cool season grasses. Well, I had a big issue with this because we don't have a lot of cool season grasses in Arkansas, and I bet across the state, total population of cool season grass is probably less than 5%, I would assume, you know, for, with everything else. But I wanted to really drive home the fact in our education that people are coming to this conference for not only for recertification, but they want to learn something that they can take back with them on Monday to their job that either is going to help them save money, help them make money, or help them be more proficient in what they're doing and efficient. So that was really our goal. And I talked to our board about, hey, let's find timely topics and relevant topics. We don't need to be talking about a lot of cool season grasses because our turf managers here within the borders of our state don't manage a lot of cool season grasses. And so that has been a big thing. We've also seen our yearly attendance increase at the conference, you know, as far as people coming, like I said earlier, not just every 3 years, but actually coming year after year to be part of the conference, to network with fellow members of our association and fellow members of the industry in our state. So we're on a good swing, kind of an uptick, and even talking with some of the people that have been involved with the association for, you know, 30 years, 20 and 30 years. They're really excited about the direction that the association is going right now.
Is there anything else you'd like to let our ATA members know about the importance of their support and involvement and collaboration with the association?
I just want all the members, if you're listening to this right now, I'm just like you. I'm a guy that's out every day. We work when it's hot. We work when it's cold. And we all face issues that we can learn from each other about. And I want everyone in the state to be a part of this organization. We really desire for everyone to give their input, give their feedback. We want to address topics that each person across the state is dealing with. We always ask for feedback, and we hope we get a lot of good feedback as far as, so when we plan future events that members know, well, hey, that's an issue that I'm having. I really want to go to that because they're going to talk about something that I'm dealing with. Once again, to be able to help people save money, make money, or be more efficient. And we want to provide a forum for discussion and a platform for information. Our association, we've partnered with two great organizations. We've partnered with the Arkansas State Plant Board. We have one of our board members is a member of the plant board. They provide timely and relevant information as far as topics for our state and also national info on a national level as well. And then also our partnership with the University of Arkansas at Fayetteville and their nationally known and well-respected turf program. You know, Dr. Karcher, like you mentioned earlier, is one of our board members, does an outstanding job with our education every year. And Dr. Mike Richardson, who is a former board member, and also Dr. Matt Bertucci, those three guys are just an awesome resource for the men and women of Arkansas and the men and women of our organization, association, to learn from. I mean, they're going around the country talking and speaking, hearing other what other associations are dealing with and hearing research from other professors like themselves. So they keep us up to date on the latest cutting edge techniques, along with the, you know, integrated pest management strategies and best cultural practices for turf grass management, you know, not only for golf course superintendents, but sports field managers, as well as the homeowner and commercial lawns. So we want our association to be a leader, not only in our state, but also in our region. You know, we want to be the best. We want to be the best we can be, not only for our members, but we want other of our neighboring states to look at us and say, hey, those guys in Arkansas know what's going on. They're very, very educated. They've kind of raised the bar of our industry, and that's just all going to make us all better as a whole. And we want to help every turf manager be the best they can be and always work together to address and solve any kind of problems or issues that they may encounter. That's kind of our goal as the board of directors. Each one of us has a passion for turf grass, and this is all how we all make a living. And so the better we can be individually, the all better we'll be collectively.
Well, it sounds like we can expect some great and exciting new things from ATA this year and going forward. We'd like to thank Kyle for joining us today, and thank you for listening to ATA's premier podcast episode. Watch for a new podcast each month on the Turf Zone.
You've been listening to the Turf Zone. For more episodes of the Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. We'll be right back.